Hello, GWA. So, somebody asked me, well, actually, we made a friendly wager over how this would do. So I'm doing the mixer questionnaire that Miss posted. So let's just get started, I guess. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? Tags matter. And for me, I mean, there are specific tags I look for, but if there's a really goofy, kind of funny tag, that'll get my attention and I'll listen as well. How much time do you spend making or editing an audio? Making, thank you, loud truck. Making an audio, it depends on what it is. If it's something that I write, that can take a really long time. If, you know, a couple days. If it's just something I'm rambling off the cuff, then just, I don't know, 20 minutes. And then the editing depends on how bad I screwed it up. So yeah, anywhere from a half an hour to 2 days, probably. What are the pros and cons of recording? Pros being really awesome feedback. I mean, I've gotten some really nice compliments. It's changed the way I feel about my voice and about my, I don't know, sexiness, I guess. Cons, it can attract some pretty weird types. Get messages from people that are just not what you're looking for, I guess. So, yeah. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? DDLG is definitely a new one for me. And sometimes I wonder if it's really that, or if it's just the affectionate nature of the dom that is attractive to me. Like, am I really a sub, I guess? But I think I identify pretty easily with a little, a quote-unquote little. The aftercare is attractive to me. The control that the dom has is attractive to me. So I don't know. Pieces of it, I guess. Beyond that, not really. I never thought of myself as a dom, but I do sort of enjoy that headspace every once in a while. But it's pretty rare. Do you like the sound of your own voice? I didn't used to. I used to hate it. But I think I've kind of gotten used to it now, and it depends. Like, the way I'm recording now, sort of quietly and calmly, I prefer my voice this way. If I'm getting really loud and sort of boisterous, then I tend to take on sort of weird voices. I don't know why that is. I've always done that, and so I feel like it's really unattractive, but it does tend to make people laugh. So, which kind of audio is your favorite? Vanilla. Yeah, hands down, that's my favorite. I do like to listen to a guy with a toy. Like, that is the best ever. Because they tend to lose their shit relatively easily, and that's really sexy, I think. But all-time favorite? Couples. Yeah. And specifically, oh my gosh, this name just left me. Well, anyway, couples audios. Do you have any regrets about the clips you have made? The only regret, Jesus. The only regret I have is that I deleted a bunch of them. I don't know why I did that. I was in a bad headspace. But, yeah, I deleted some really good ones that I did really early on, that I wish I hadn't deleted. So, do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Yes. Yeah. It's, yeah. But it's not, it won't go anywhere. So, okay. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? Yes, I would. I remember trying that once, but I think we ended up turning it off. I'm not sure why. I think because it got distracting, like it was ruining things. So, yeah. What is your most embarrassing, funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? Embarrassing would be my father-in-law walking in on us before we were married, like when we were young. That was mortifying. Pretty much wanted to die. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? No, they're not. But I think you have to be very careful about how you talk to people. Just because you don't want to lie does not mean that you need to bombard them constantly with harsh truth. So, would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Watch others, definitely. Yeah, I think that would be much better for me. What's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? When I was really young, like, I'm gonna say like in middle school, I had a stepdad who had a massaging back pillow, and it, you know, it was just a, it was pretty hard little pillow, and it had a vibrating feature, so there you go. Might have used that to get off. What is the fastest way to get you to come? Think if it's really intense, if the foreplay is really intense, in the sense that it's a really hyped up encounter, like first time maybe, or after a fight, then just the pure adrenaline, would bring about that orgasm a little faster. I don't know. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Ego. There's nothing quite as unattractive as a self-centered son of a bitch. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Probably on my tummy or on my butt. Yeah. To have someone come on me, obviously. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? You know, I have never really paid much attention to this, and I've only ever had sex while there was music playing like once. I don't know why that is. It seems like everybody does it, but I just never did. And the best part about that encounter was that some really serious song came on, and he immediately started apologizing and swearing he didn't stick that in the mix. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? No, I learned a long time ago that love does not equal sex. Do they go hand in hand? I think sex can be an expression of love. I think in the beginning, when you're with someone you care about, sex is sort of an altogether different thing. And then the longer you're together, you get more, exciting. That's not, yeah. You try things. You're more uninhibited, I guess, is what I'm going for there. And there are going to be people that say that that's ridiculous. It's the opposite. I don't know. For me, I'm more uninhibited with someone I know really well, as opposed to the beginning of a relationship where you don't really know someone. So, what do you prefer to be called or to say? Daddy, sir, master, kitten, baby girl, slut. Okay. I prefer to be called, this is gonna come as no surprise to some of you, princess, or baby girl. But I'm not opposed to sweetie, honey, all that kind of stuff too. Pet names are fun. And in terms of what do I like to call, I find that my go-to is usually baby or babe. I've been known to call, this is so stupid. I've been known to call, or I've called one of my boyfriends Sugar Bear. But in bed, I don't know. I've never ever called anyone daddy in bed, because you don't know how that's gonna go off. That can be kind of an immediate turn off. But I like to think with the right person that that would be something that would be easy for me. So, are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? I tend to be a whimperer, really. And then when it comes down to the big moment, I think I'm kind of a grunter. I don't know. I've never really thought about Who knows? When was the worst time you've been turned on? I was in sort of a DDLG. Let's just say I was on orgasm hold for a week and was being teased with a bunch of Tumblr links all day, and so I had to go into a meeting at work just completely aroused and frustrated and pent up, and it was not a pretty day for those people that had to report to me. I was a bit wicked evil. What's your most extreme fetish? I guess the most extreme thing that's actually turned me on. Oh, I hate to even admit this, but I watched a video one time of a woman being fucked by a fucking machine. And it's been like a thing ever since. I don't think it's something I'll ever do, but just for some reason, the idea of it is a major turn on for me. What's one thing you're embarrassed you I can't read. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? I don't know if there's anything that I'd like to try that I'm embarrassed about. No, I don't think there is anything. Okay. Preferences. If the answer is no, then would you? Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes. Don't pull my hair out of my scalp. But yes. Yes, it is. Do you enjoy bondage? I don't know it. I don't think I've ever been bound. But I can imagine that I might enjoy it within reason. Are you into playing with hot wax? It's not something that I've done, but I could be persuaded. Have you ever been with someone older than, I'm guessing this should say older than me? Yes. I had a significant other that was almost twice my age, and most of the time I prefer somebody older anyway. So, would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yeah, I guess I would. I have once. Would I do it again? I don't know. Have you ever tried anal? Yes. I didn't like it. Have you ever been double penetrated? No. And it's not something I want to do. Have you ever had sex in public? Yes. Twice, actually. Once in a movie theater and once in the back of a truck in a park. Do you like being handled roughly? Within reason. Not like, beat up or anything, but in the intensity of the moment, yes. If it's, like a shove onto the bed or ripping off a pair of panties, which, by the way, is really hot, just saying. Are you very verbal in bed? I think I would be more so now. My ex didn't like that, and so I just sort of learned to keep my mouth shut. But I think over time I would come out of my shell a little more. It's easier here where nobody's really looking at you. So, do you like receiving pain or giving it? Neither, really. Receiving pain in terms of a spanking? Yeah. But beating me with something? No. That's not my deal. What is your favorite item for spanking? Hand, definitely. There's something about skin-to-skin contact that keeps it from being parental, I guess. What's the worst porn you have watched? There was a DVD that came with a toy that I bought. It was a freebie DVD, and it was horrible. It was all these women with these gigantic fake breasts, and I'm talking about the really just ridiculously big ones. And it just, the whole time I was watching it, I was thinking, how do you even maneuver through life with those things on you? Like, I don't get it. Okay. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? I don't know. When we were recording BTA, there were some pretty weird ones that No Name was bringing up. But I guess one that I really just don't understand is scat and P-play. Like, I don't get it at all. So, if you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I don't know. Like, I guess I would try to get laid just to see what that was like. But I think just being inside a guy's head for a day is attractive to me. Maybe I would watch some porn to see how quick I got hard. let's see. What do you wish you had invented? That's a tough question. I don't know. Penicillin? Think about all the money I would have right now. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I would write. I would write all the time. I would travel. I don't know. Writing is probably what I would do. Which sounds really selfish when I could say things like, I would do community service. I would. But I would also write. Do you have any scars? Yes, I do. I have one on my arm, on my forearm. It's about 10 inches long from a car accident. And I have some really tiny ones from some abdominal surgeries. You know, like C-section kinds of things. But they're so faded that you can't really see them anymore. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? Probably just saying. Or, you know what I mean? Or... Lord love a duck. I say that when I get frustrated sometimes. My grandmother used to say it. I picked it up from her. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? It's been a really long time. Probably playing Cards Against Humanity with Playful and our friend Will and Heartless. We just laugh at the most ridiculous, stupid things. And once we get started, we can't stop. Like, it is ridiculous. And actually, probably the fuck you sheep gif incident with Afraid to be Heard. Literally, between the two of us, she and I could not stop laughing. It was, really stupid, but so funny. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I don't know, really. I'm fascinated by the idea of ghosts. At the same time, I live in a house that's 106 years old. And there's not so much as a creak in the night. So, and what's more, they used to practice medicine in here. So, if ever there was a reason for this place to be haunted, and it's not. So I don't know. But every once in a while, I indulge myself in some ghost hunting TV shows. So, I don't know. Maybe there's a little piece of me that wonders if it's true. Aliens? I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine that they're out there and we just haven't seen them. Or that we're the only planet that has, you know, the ability to sustain life at the same time is difficult to believe. So I don't know. Okay. I think that's it. I'm off the hook. So, yeah. any comments you want to make may come in the comments below. I'm curious what you guys think. All right, be good to each other. Bye now.